Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, The Haunted War Zone, a conversation with John Paul Newland. When you grow up in multiple war zones, you end up becoming rather numb to the idea of death and mortality. John Paul Newland was one such child. As a young man, he witnessed a woman standing in his garden purchasing oranges. The only problem with the woman purchasing oranges, there was no market, there were no oranges, and there shouldn't have been a woman present in the garden that day. This would be far from the only spirit he would encounter. Today we hear his story and The Grave Talks.
4 years ago, I actually took it up properly. I started to get properly interested in it. Mm-hmm. But as a child, unfortunately, my father and my mother are both ex-forces. And I took up a very morbid imagination as a child. And over the years, I've witnessed multiple things that a child should never have seen.
Okay.
Via war, gang war violence. I've seen multiple murders as a child. I've seen a lot of dead bodies, basically, and it fascinated me. I always thought there had to be more to life. Now, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, my father was in the RAF. He was in the back garden taking a picture. He got it back. It was fully developed and everything via one of those little Kodak cameras. Came back and there was a woman in the back of our garden buying oranges. There was basically a market running through all these RAF houses, gardens, mm-hmm. all the way through down the bottom. There was a massive market. The lady wasn't even there. And I questioned from that day onwards, there has to be more to life than just this. My theory of it all is, this is like a test mm-hmm. to see where you go next in life.
So let me try and understand this. You saw this woman buying oranges. Now,
it looked like oranges, yeah.
Now this market, did the market exist in
no.
your time? So it's like in the past, you were seeing where a market used to be, essentially.
Yeah, basically. It looked like another time.
Yeah. Were you?
It just fascinated me so much. I mean,
sure.
Obviously, with British RAF camps, many things have happened on them. I was on a school trip with my school as a child, and I was sat on one of the Green Goddesses back then, the fire engines for the RAF. Mm-hmm. And one of our, it was actually our station commander, who was killed, I think, in got to remember, 91, 92. He tried a one-engine takeoff in an RAF Canberra with 7-0 seasoned 8-0 NCOs, and he flipped it. So I know and seen, like I said, firsthand, the devastation of it all, but it's so eerie. And for me, I've just got this horrible, I've got such a morbid imagination. I can't watch anything but horror films. It's just, there's so much going on.
Yeah, I mean, being around all that as a child, I guess, you know, there's two ways one could, you know, take a path on. One, you could be absolutely horrified by these things and disgusted and want nothing to do with it. The other would be absorb it and take a look at it from a more interesting perspective, as just kind of, it's part of life. It's a darker part of life. But it sounds like you kind of took that road. Do you think that your fascination and the way that you processed all of it was really a coping mechanism to deal with all the things that you were seeing?
I think so. I mean, later on in life, obviously, I developed mental health via, I'm also ex-forces. I developed mental health with PTSD, and I have actually stressed that severe events and trauma in my life have led up to the fact that's how I processed my life. Like a dead body to me is nothing now.
Yeah.
I walk up to it and I'm like, oh, there's nothing you can do, you know, my condolences, and that's me. You know, other people are there to the breakdown. You know, it takes them weeks, months, years to get over it. Not with me. It's just natural now. It's ridiculous. I mean, as we go further in later on, obviously the stories I'll be able to tell further on. Where I live now, I live what used to be a POW camp.
Wow.
And I actually, one of my the other CEO to the company, Mickey Vermoosh, he solved two American murders already because he's a medium. He's come here and we've looked around, we've gone through things. He's told us and his daughter, who's also a medium, that there's over 300 dead roaming our house. You know, we have our doors go at night. It's normal for us. We have two children and they're not seeing it as normal. It doesn't faze him.
That's an interesting thing, and I certainly want to get to it. I want to talk more about your house and, you know, some of the history there with it being a former POW camp, and there's a lot to unravel there. Before we get to that, though, I want to go back to the lady in the garden when you were a kid, and you saw her, but did you also see, you know, because you said a market, you were physically seeing, like,
it was
stands.
A photograph, yeah.
Yeah,
and the whole thing.
Yeah. So it's there, and then did it just go away? Did you look?
I didn't physically see it through my eyes. Everything I've seen is via the camera of a lens for a camera. This picture.
Oh,
to
wow.
Me,
okay. Yeah.
To me, this picture was phenomenal. I'd never seen nothing like it. I didn't even think these sort of things existed. You know, and to look at it, I mean, the garden was quite small, but to see this lady buying what looked like an orange in the back garden,
yeah,
and this whole market stall going for it, I mean, there was everything there. It was just like a normal market, but
so what was,
it wasn't there.
What was the reaction of your family when you had this picture and this experience?
My father, he's not into this sort of thing. He doesn't believe this. My mother, well, she's Israeli, so they have different views. But, you know, they never pushed it on us. They never said much about it. It was a case of, because as far as they were concerned, I had a disturbed mind. They wouldn't talk about it, no matter what I tried to say. It was like, why is that lady there in the garden? She's not here. Why is she there? They just refused to tell us. Bear in mind, at that moment in time, my dad was going through the Iraq war and all sorts at that point as well. So he wasn't very compassmentous with it all. But my mum, she just brushed it off. Like they do, unfortunately. She just didn't have anything to say to us.
Did they have experiences in that home too, but just didn't really talk about them?
Not the actual house, I don't think. but their lives, more my mum being, she's fought in the Gaza War, and my father's fought in the Falklands, you know, and then I've got all my other, my dad's side, as well as some of my mum's side, mm-hmm. they've all fought in wars. It's just not something they want to talk about.
Sure.
To them, it's pain, I'd say. It's painful. But for me, as a child at that age, I was fascinated. It just, why was it there?
Sure.
I just can't explain it. It was just one of those things that I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
I had a thing then for disappearing on my own and going looking as a child into buildings and places and going to places I shouldn't have been going to, mm-hmm. to try and find it or find something like that. You know, I was taken very oddly at school because I mentioned it at school, mm-hmm. and he actually went back to my parents and I was actually suspended because they said I was warped, and he ended up sending me to the psychiatrists.
And how did that go? How did the psychiatrist visit go when you're just recounting things that you had seen?
It's funny because I saw multiple psychiatrists and they all have their own opinions. And with my lifestyle at that moment in time, it was, as most of them would say, like you said earlier, it's a way of me processing things, mm-hmm. dealing with, coming to terms with things that, you know, I didn't know about. My parents refused to tell me, so I had to pick up my own coping strategies, mechanisms. And this is how I did it. You know, I look at death now as a calm place for me. Doing a paranormal, an event, or going out hunting, as we call it, mm-hmm. it's actually improved my mental health.
Sure.
It's really, really strange. But at the same time, like for a psychiatrist to turn around and say, look, it's his way of dealing with it. If you guys can't help him and this is how he's dealing with life, you've got to let him deal with it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, my parents were hardly around. My father was posted every 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, so I hardly ever saw my father. I mean, I haven't seen my parents now for 26 years. I'm 40 mm-hmm. at the end of this month.
Yeah.
So it has been really hard.
Sure.
But, you know, it's weird, my life with it all. But that one picture decided, I think mm-hmm. personally for me, eventually the person I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, same with my team, all my members, we're only here to help people. I mean, the Mickey Vermouche, he's an ordained minister, so we do a lot of house investigations, and we've done some really big ones. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you, same as I will, our lives are, we haven't had the best lives because we've done things we regret. So now we're trying to make up for it now, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do, basically. We just try to help people. We help them try to understand. We don't push it because we're not a religion. Mm-hmm. The problem is I deal with up here in Lincolnshire in the UK, we deal with a lot of skeptics. Mm-hmm. And not only do they get nasty about it, they become very violent. And you can't, like I keep telling people, you can't force people to understand. But at the same time, they have to realize they can't force people who do want to do things like this and understand what they believe in, which is nothing. Now, I've had a message today, just now, actually. I'm talking to a gentleman who's not got the beliefs, but wants to have the debate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like I keep telling everyone, there's three things I say when you come at me about these things. If you don't believe us, I can deal with that. Two, prove it. Three, where's your evidence? Mm-hmm. You know, if you haven't got any of this, like, I can show anybody anything. I mean, like Mickey Vermouche, he can show you the newspaper clippings of the deputy sheriff that was killed in one of your in America. It was an accidental shooting. Mickey Vermouche was brought in onto the case. I can't remember where it was. And the gentleman went down for, I think it was 6 years, about 7 months ago. Mickey Vermouche works with us. He's the CEO to me. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot. But people are very, very aggressive on how we come across in the UK for paranormal.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, Search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.